Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with Rob Byrne, who is Senior Vice President, Scientific and Regulatory Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation. And Rob, we've got the second annual symposium between beef and dairy producers here at this Cattle Industry Summer Conference. First of all, before we get into some issues, just your thoughts on the idea of having these two entities get together like this.
Yeah, well, I think it's a fantastic idea. We've got all the right people here at the meeting. It's a great idea to get them together to talk about common issues of interest. And certainly this past year has shown us we've got a number of common issues of interest.
Well, there's no question about that. And one that's real key here is in the area of animal welfare, for example. And it seems like we got pretty good attendance in this meeting already. What are some of the topics that you're going to be focused, that will be focused on here on this?
I think one of the keys that you've identified here is the animal welfare issue, and it's one that we have worked on for many years, but this renewed focus based on the latest videos over this past 6 months has made it so we really have to bring that more to the forefront, put out some better educational materials for producers, and get them really paying attention to animal care and how they're handling their animals and how they're making call and transportation decisions, because that's where we see some of the problems is in the area of culling decisions, transportation issues, and we need to minimize those so we don't end up with further videos.
Now, I would dare say it's my understanding that what we've seen through some of these kind of sensationalized media exploits, if you will, is not common. It's not general practice. But because of that, how is that affecting our producers and some of the practices they are, they probably normally do anyway, but is it just a renewed focus on that, or will we see anything that has to change?
Well, I think you're right. What we're seeing in these sensationalized videos isn't common practice. Most producers are doing a fantastic job, and you're always going to have an animal that becomes non-ambulatory. That is a fact of life. So I think the key here is just how they're handled. I don't know that we're going to see a lot of changes in how producers individually act, but I think it just is a renewed focus on things that they are doing, and just always a good chance to kind of dust off materials that they've looked at, their practices, and just re-examine them so that they can make sure they're up on the current state of science on things.
Well, having the beef and dairy producers get together here like this, the practices that they things that they would do in terms of how they handle their animals are going to be very similar, if not even the same, literally, in a lot of cases, right?
Absolutely. But, one of the things I think we always have to remember is that, we raise dairy animals and, primarily for the milk, but at the end of the day, they are beef animals too. So that's one of the key things that I think we always have to remember on the dairy side and make sure that we're, treating those animals as beef animals as well.
What other things are, particularly in your area, are you focusing on at this point?
Well, certainly, that's the primary one. That's taking most of the time and to really kind of, put a renewed focus on animal care. That's, one of our top lines. We're in the process of forming a national animal care, animal welfare program for the dairy industry that is in conjunction with our DMI partners that really we can have as, something we have our name on. So that's a big one. As far as other issues in the regulatory field, environmental issues are certainly out there for the dairy industry. We've got a great project going on with EPA funding to look at air emissions coming off of operations. So no shortage of issues to work on.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a minute to talk with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.